Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things social confidence. Now, I know what you're thinking, Jake, another self-help podcast. Yeah, but trust me on this one. We're diving into something super important, managing stress and anxiety in a way that actually works. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs, right? Deadlines at work, relationship drama, maybe you've got a mountain of laundry, don't judge, I'm there with you, all piling on top of each other. It can feel overwhelming, like you're constantly running on this hamster wheel of worry and tension. But here's the good news. You don't have to be a slave to stress. We can learn to navigate these challenges, find some peace, and yeah, even thrive amidst the chaos. So, strap yourselves in because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that'll help you manage stress and anxiety like a boss. First off, let's talk about awareness. You gotta know your triggers, those pesky things that send your stress levels skyrocketing. Is it traffic? Social media overload? That one coworker who always asks for last-minute favors? Once you identify these triggers, you can start taking steps to avoid them or at least prepare yourself mentally. Number 2. Mindfulness. Now, I know mindfulness sounds a bit woo-woo, but trust me on this one. It's about being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and letting go of those racing thoughts that fuel anxiety. Try taking a few minutes each day to just sit quietly, observe your surroundings, and feel your body. You'd be surprised how effective it is at calming the storm inside your head. Third up, physical activity. I'm not saying you need to become an Olympic athlete, but getting your blood pumping does wonders for stress management. Go for a walk, hit the gym, dance like nobody's watching, whatever gets you moving. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that help you cope with stress and anxiety. Plus, it's a fantastic way to clear your head and boost your mood. Number 4. Sleep. This one's crucial. When you're sleep deprived, your body produces more cortisol, the stress hormone. So make sure you're getting those 7 to 8 hours of shut eye each night. Establish a relaxing bedtime routine, maybe a warm bath, some calming music, or reading a good book. And finally, number 5. Connect with others. We humans are social creatures, and strong connections can provide incredible support during stressful times. Talk to your friends, family, or even a therapist about what's going on. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Sometimes, just venting to someone you trust can make a world of difference. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Picture this. You're at work, and suddenly your boss drops a huge project on your desk with a ridiculously tight deadline. Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and you feel that familiar knot of anxiety tightening in your chest. But wait, remember what we just talked about? First, you take a deep breath, focusing on your breath as a grounding technique. Second, you try to remember your personal stress triggers, maybe it's feeling rushed or overwhelmed, and you consciously try to slow down, prioritize tasks, and break the project into smaller, manageable steps. You reach out to a coworker for support, realizing that they might be facing similar pressure. Instead of getting bogged down in stress, you turn it into an opportunity to collaborate and problem solve together. Boom, you've navigated the stressful situation with grace and resilience. See, it all comes back to those key takeaways we discussed. Awareness, mindfulness, physical activity, sleep, and connection. So remember, managing stress and anxiety isn't about eliminating it completely, that's unrealistic. It's about developing healthy coping mechanisms, finding what works best for you, and incorporating these strategies into your daily life. Be kind to yourself, take things one step at a time, and celebrate those small victories along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode. What resonated with you? What are your go-to stress management techniques? Let's keep this conversation going on social media. Use the hashtag socialconfidencepodcast and let's build a supportive community together. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with tips and tricks to help you unlock your full social confidence potential. Until next time, stay awesome and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.